Today, I'm going to show you the expression using the verb stem plus nasai, which will become a command. Hopefully, you are familiar with how to get the verb stem or what the verb stem is. You can get the verb stem by removing mas ending from mas form of a verb. For example, 食べる is a dictionary form means eat. So what is mas form for 食べる? I hope you get the right answer.The answer is 食べます。Then, when you remove ます from 食べます, you'll get 食べ, and this is a verb stem. One more example. 飲む is a dictionary form means drink. So what's a ます form for 飲む? Right, 飲みます。Then now you all figure out the verb stem, right? That is 飲み。This is kind of review from my previous episode, but this is how we get the verb stem. Okay, let me go back to the main topic now. At the beginning, I said the verb stem plus nasai means command. Since this is command, I hardly ever use it, so you might wonder when we can use it or when we hear or see this expression. Let me jump to the conclusion. I would often see this expression such asWhen a mother or a father talk to their child to order something. And when you take a test, usually question on the test is written in this expression. As I said, this expression, the verb stem plus nasai is command. We hear it in the limited situation. Let me explain in example sentences. Let's say I were a father of a child who wouldn't eat vegetables. Maybe I would say,野菜も食べなさい, which means eat vegetables too. 野菜 means vegetable. も is one of the focus particles, which means also or too. As I said, 食べ is a verb stem of 食べる, eat, then followed by なさい to make it command. 野菜も食べなさい. Next, 明日は早く起きなさい. Get up early tomorrow.早く is an adverb means early. 起き is a verb stem of 起きる, get up, and followed by なさい. 明日は早く起きなさい. This is often used by parents to tell their children to do something. Next, ここに答えを書きなさい. Write your answer here. 答え is an answer. 書き is a verb stem of 書く.Write, then followed by なさい. This is example of what we often see on the test paper or exam. This is quite common expression when you take a test.
ここに答えを書きなさい.
We of course have the expression to command someone to stop doing something. We use dictionary form of a verb plus
のをやめなさい.
やめなさい comes from the verb やめる.Means stop doing something. Let me introduce you some examples.
走るのをやめなさい.
Stop running.
走る is a dictionary form means run.
Then followed by
のをやめなさい. 走るのをやめなさい. ゲームするのをやめなさい.
Stop playing the video game. Apparently, these phrases are made by parents to their children.Let me wrap up this lesson. You can make the expression of command by using the verb stem plus nasai. This is usually used by parents to their children to command, or on the test or exam. Example sentences would be
野菜も食べなさい。
明日は早く起きなさい。
ここに答えを書きなさい。
You can use a dictionary form of a verb plus のをやめなさい to command someone to stop doing something, such as
走るのをやめなさい、ゲームするのをやめなさい。
How was this lesson? To be honest, you wouldn't use this expression when you talk to Japanese people, since this is command mostly used from parents to their children. If I was told like this by my friend, it's so weird. So be careful to use it.If you have some requests for podcast contents,
I will try to reflect as much as possible. So please send direct message through Instagram. The link is on the description. Thank you for listening and enjoy your study.